Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. And we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking to Dr. Joel Kahn, cardiologist and author of the book America's Healthy Heart Doc. We're going to talk about something I've been talking about for many years, and that is sticky blood, toxic sticky blood, blood clots and sticky blood. If you've been following the latest health challenge and crisis that's going on in the world today, one of the big problems with the infection, we'll say, is coagulation, blood clots, and one of the biggest problems associated with injecting strange things into your bloodstream is blood clots. The blood is the sacred space, and there's an immune system built into the blood. When toxicity gets into the blood, it becomes sticky and coagulated, and this is a defensive mechanism. This is a way of keeping the toxicity from spreading throughout the body. Stress will also clot the blood and clog the blood up. Between stress and toxicity that enters into the bloodstream through the digestive tract, through leaky gut, as well as through intentional injection of unknown substances, always a stupid idea, unless you don't have any other alternatives, I suppose. One of the consequences is sticky clot blood, and this is one of the ways we die, one of the ways we age, one of the ways our bodies break down. So I was very intrigued to see Dr. Kahn talking about, in his book, America's Healthy Heart Doc, about toxic sticky blood, and I thought he'd be a perfect guest, and he is going to be on at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Joel Kahn will get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase your longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products up on the websites. And we've got a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business. You can work out of your home, start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a perfect way to earn your own income and start a business with very little investment. We can help you build your business. And, of course, the longevity products are super effective, super powerful, super clean, and now more and more people are understanding the importance of nutrition. This is a golden opportunity to get into the nutritional supplement business if you're an entrepreneur, or just to get into any business if you're an entrepreneur. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. Joel Kahn about toxic sticky blood and blood clots at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in our next segment if we have calls. I want to continue talking about the skin, the amazing organ, the body's largest organ, the very unorgan-like looking organ. We think of an organ, we don't really, you know, we think of blood and goo and throbbing. Nobody wants to see their heart or their spleen or their intestine because there's a sort of gooey, not really pretty nature to the organs of the body. But the skin doesn't have any of that. The skin just looks like, well, I don't know what it looks like. It certainly doesn't look like anything's happening. And on top, nothing is happening. All the action in the skin is underneath where we see. As it said, still waters run deep. It's like looking at the top of the ocean. You look at the top of the ocean, you have no idea that there was all of that life and all of that color and all of that dynamism and all of that death and movement and all that action that was going on underneath the surface of the ocean. The surface of the ocean doesn't look like much, right? But if you ever scuba dived or even just looked at pictures of what's going on, there's all kinds of life and death that's going on underneath the surface of the ocean. And likewise, there's all kinds of life and death that's occurring underneath the surface of the skin. Microscopically, as small as it may be, it's still dynamic and moving and growing. And this moving and growing nature assures that we'll always have a hard, strong barrier and we'll always have a healthy skin, a healthy organ. But, as we all know, sometimes the skin's not as healthy as we would like. And what do we do when that happens? We rub stuff on the surface. That would be like trying to take care of the coral in the ocean by putting stuff on top of the water. It wouldn't work because the coral is down beneath. When you have eczema, the eczema is down beneath. You may see it on the surface of the skin, but the eczematic process begins, is initiated at the lower levels where you don't see. And this accounts for our miserable failure when it comes to taking care of our skin problems. And this accounts with a lot of frustration when it comes to taking care of our skin. The reason the skincare business is so big is something like, I was reading yesterday, almost $200 billion a year is spent on skincare products around the world. $200 billion a year. And it's like there's hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of different skincare companies out there in the world. Everybody's always looking for the latest and greatest and the newest skincare product, and they're all basically the same. Yes, your department store product, your department store cream that you're spending $100 for or $200 for is basically the same as your Kmart product that you're spending $10 and $15 for, and it's basically the same as the products that Helena Rubinstein first developed when the modern skincare business was born in the late 18th century. That's why I developed my Truth Treatments, to make a difference, to do something different. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, nothing describes insanity more clearly and more succinctly than the way we take care of our skin. In the skincare business, it's the same stuff, different day. The same thing over and over and over again, and we expect different results. So we've been talking about skin cancer. Not the worst form of cancer, obviously, but still it's cancer. While conventional wisdom would tell you that it's a sun issue and you got to wear sunscreen, I was just listening to a doctor yesterday talking about, make sure you wear sunscreen because of skin cancer. The sun is not the cause. The skin cancer is not a sun issue, it's a cancer issue. It's not about the sun, although it's true that ultraviolet radiation can function as a sort of tipping point in an already destabilized cellular system. If the system is already destabilized, yes, UV radiation can function as a tipping point, but to blame the sun is like blaming the flies for the garbage. Yes, the sun is involved, but that doesn't mean they're the cause. Yes, the sun exposure is usually a factor, but that doesn't make it the cause. Not only is skin cancer not about the sun, but it's also not about the skin. It's about the skin cell. At the end of the day, all cancer is about the cell. It's about cellular duress. And the big three cell stressors, starvation, suffocation, and toxification, are responsible for all disease. All disease is cell disease. And it's true, all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. At the point of disease, you're looking at a cellular breakdown. The three big stressors, starvation, suffocation, and toxification. And unless your skin cell is already headed towards destabilization by previous duress, by previous suffocation, toxification, and starvation, the sun's not going to be a problem. In fact, there's built-in mechanisms in the skin to protect it from the sun. You have built-in sunscreens. Yes, there are molecules in the skin that have been fully refined and selected for from an evolutionary perspective to protect us from the sun. First is most obviously pigment, melanin. But there's more. We're going to have a lot to say about melanin in the future because there's a lot of skin health issues that involve melanin. But there's other factors too. There's other molecules in the skin that have some protective properties. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Get your phone calls as well, 844-236-6010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Lines are open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Joel Kahn, America's Healthy Heart Doc. At the bottom of the hour, his book is The Plant-Based Solution, and he talks a lot about antioxidants and magical substances that are in plants.
I've been studying these plant molecules for the skin, and as it turns out, we talked about this yesterday. As it turns out, a lot of these plant molecules go into the bloodstream through the digestive system, and then they are deposited in the skin, where they provide the skin and they provide the body with sun protection. These molecules in nature actually act as sun protective molecules in plants. This is why plants don't get skin cancer. Plants are out in the sun all day long, and they never get wrinkles, and they don't get skin cancer, and they don't hyperpigment, and they don't have problems with the sun, because these molecules, these colored molecules, pigments, if you will, carotenes and flavonoids and polyphenols, and there's zillions of these molecules, they protect the plant from the sun. They deactivate solar energy, and what's really cool is when we eat them, we get the benefit of them in our skin, and not just in our skin, but throughout our bodies. These molecules act as detoxifiers. They act as stress management molecules. They act as what are called adaptogens, helping the cells adapt to the environment that the cells find themselves in, whether it's a liver cell or a bone cell or a digestive cell, or, as we'll talk with Dr. Khan, a heart cell. And that's why it's so important to be eating lots of plant materials. I'm not a vegetarian. I don't eat a lot of meat. I don't really like meat. I do eat, actually, you know what? I don't really eat meat at all, hardly. I will have fish, though. But meat is definitely a valuable food. But it's not like you want to just eat meat. We've had carnivore diet people. We had one guy on, a doctor, and I'd like to talk to more. If you guys are out there, you know any carnivore folks, carnivore diet folks who are credible, I'd love to have them on the program, because for the life of me, I can't figure out how anybody could just only eat meat and somehow marginalize or dismiss the value of plants with all the incredible, incredible phytonutrients that they provide, adaptogenic phytonutrients. It's so cool how plants help us adapt, have chemicals in them, molecules in them, that help us adapt to life. It's so cooperative. It's so beautiful how plants are here to help us. And that doesn't even include the fiber that's in plants, which is so incredibly valuable. Phytonutrients, between the phytonutrients and the fiber, it just seems so silly to me to be a carnivore-only kind of person. On the other hand, plants are not benign. Read Dr. Stephen Gundry, The Plant Paradox. They're not benign. They've got problems. They can, a lot of people react to plants. A lot of times I talk to vegetarians or people who have skin problems will say they have acne, really bad acne or really bad dermatitis or sensitive skin. And that's clearly, whenever you have really bad acne, cystic acne or acne on the sides of the face, not in the T-zone area, or if you have dermatitis, skin problems, the first thing to think about is the digestive system. Sometimes I'll say to people, oh, you know, you got to check your food. And you know, if people aren't hip to nutrition or the importance of the diet, they'll say, well, I'm a vegan. I only eat vegetables, and I only eat organic. Well, vegetables and veganism can be potentially one of the worst things you can do to your skin. Because of these phytosubstances, these lectins, these ingredients that are found in plants. So going carnivore, going only plant, going only meat and just completely avoiding plants, that's pretty stupid. But on the other hand, just eating vegetables and just deifying the plant and thinking that it's the perfect way to eat, that's a problem too. You got to have a balance. There's wonderful things in animal foods, eggs particularly, whey protein, fish. Meat's a little bit of a problem, but not because of the meat, but because of how we farm. Even fish is a problem for that matter. That's really the issue, is how we take care of the animals that we eat. We don't honor the animals that we eat. We abuse the animals that we eat, and when we eat their meat, it abuses us. That's really the problem. So you've got to kind of have a balance between the two. In any case, Dr. Joel Kahn's book, The Plant-Based Solution, talks about using phytonutrients, plant nutrients, and eating lots of veggies and colored veggies and fruits for the heart, for heart health. And Dr. Khan is America's Healthy Heart Doc. We'll talk to Dr. Khan at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in this segment. I was going to talk a little bit about some of these molecules. There's one really fascinating molecule that is made in skin cells. It's part of how the skin moisturizes itself, and this molecule is a natural sun protectant. And it's produced in skin cells. It's not pigment. Pigment's important. Melanin is important. This molecule is really interesting, and it's a key feature, a key component of the skin's natural moisture factor. We will talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. Time to the phones. Let's go to our friend Kevin in Moscow. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, buddy. It's true what you said about vegans and the people that just eat meat, the carnivores.
Right. Right.
They're both important. Omnivores. We need a little bit of everything to be balanced.
Yep, you are right, Kevin.
And I want you to notice about these people.
Yeah.
They always say how healthy and happy they are. They don't look healthy, and they're not happy.
Yeah, so I've noticed a lot of they're thin. They tend to be frail. A lot of vegans and vegetarians are frail. And I don't want to. I don't say
because
everybody.
They're missing stuff. They're missing stuff out of their diet. Now you said you wanted to talk about the blood clots.
Yes.
And, you know, the people that are getting the injections, that's the first thing that they tell the people that are the weak people to get the injections of that sludge that they want to put in you, the GMO sludge.
Whatever
and,
the heck it is.
And they're saying it gives them blood clots. But most of the people that have bad health that they said get it first are the ones that are having problems now. And what are you seeing for the future? Because my dad, I explained to you before, he locked up when he's 54, and I'm 62, and I'm way healthier than he was, you know. And
well, you're
so
much smarter.
Age.
You're so much smarter about your body. I don't mean smarter necessarily. I don't know. Maybe you're smarter than him in general, but about the body and health. Think of all that. Think of the stuff you know that your father had no idea about how to take care of your body, right?
I've been taking vitamins since the 1980s. I've been drinking bottled water, filtered water since the 1982.
And that's how it should be, Kevin. The children should always be smarter than the parents. If everything's working right, evolution should take care of the younger generation better than they take care of the older generation. And the younger generation should always be smarter than we are, if everything is going correctly. So that's completely understandable, and I know I've been talking to you for many years now, Kevin. You know how to take care of yourself. You know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your dad had no
idea.
Share
it, but you could bring the horse to water. You can't make him drink it.
That's right, buddy.
As simple as that.
That's not our job. Our job is not to make anybody drink. It's to show people the water, but not to make them drink. That's everybody gets to decide. You know, everybody gets to decide to be sick. You know, everybody has the right to be sick. I never want to convince anybody to do supplements or convince anybody to exercise or live right. I just want to present the information because everybody has the right to be sick. We don't need the government telling us what to do so we're not sick. We don't need other people telling us. We don't need anybody telling us what to do because we have the right to be sick. We have the right to die. We have the right to not take care of ourselves. We have the right to eat McDonald's. We have the right to drive without a seatbelt on. We have the right to confront infections how we want to confront them. It's really offensive. It's medical fascism when they tell you you have to do something to stay healthy. All right, Kevin, be good.
Let's touch base on Sunday.
Yeah, give me a shout. Shoot me an email, and we'll stay in touch. Send me a text. It's better, Kevin.
No.
Thank you, my man. All right, Dr. Joel Kahn will be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about healthy hearts and using plant medicine for healthy hearts. His book is The Plant-Based Solution, America's Healthy Heart Doc's Plan to Power.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that cover financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, got into a verbal confrontation with some 60-something-year-old man while the anchor was sick and shedding the virus, is lost on no one, believe me. But this is what Don Lemon does best. He divides people against each other in the most pious terms possible. And as an African-American, he should also report, or at least realize, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African-Americans. Something like 30% of African-Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it, right? And you compare that to Asia, where in that particular race, it's almost 70%. Whites is around above 50%. So this isn't the own on dumb Southerners, I guess is what Don Lemon is targeting here, that he thinks it is. Because, as you said, there are many reasons why people are hesitant, or maybe because they think they already have the antibodies to fight this disease better than the vaccine. Either way, you don't get people to get vaccinated by shaming them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box with 11-plus years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com and go to the search box and just punch in any subject you like, or just check out our archives. Lots of great health information on brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and posts and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you, Jonty, for setting that up. You'll also find the Longevity products on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business selling nutritional supplements. Now is an awesome time to start a home-based business and an awesome time to be in the nutritional supplement business. People are becoming more and more hip to the power of nutritional supplementation. If that's intriguing to you, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical and post-traumatic scarring, for acne, for just plain old dry skin and hyperpigmentation and photo-aging. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that's what True Skin Health is all about. It's about healing the skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. And that's why we have 2,200 four- and five-star reviews. You can take a look at them at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. You could purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running as we speak. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Dr. Joel Kahn is America's Healthy Heart Doc. His book is The Plant-Based Solution, and Dr. Kahn talks about something that we talk about on the Bright Side all the time. We always say all disease is cell disease, but all cell disease is preceded by dirty, sticky, toxic blood. The blood is a sacred space, friends, and the blood is nothing's supposed to be in the blood. The blood is designed to be clean, just biological substances. That's why you don't want to inject things into your bloodstream, no matter what you're told. That's why you want to be careful what you eat, because of leaky gut and things that enter into the bloodstream. And there's probably no chronic diseases that are not associated in some manner with dirty, sticky, toxic blood, and that includes heart disease. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Joel Kahn. Please welcome Dr. Kahn to the Bright Side. Good morning, Dr. Kahn.
Thank you, Pharmacist Ben. I'm excited to be on your great show. I've learned things that you're putting out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So you're America's Healthy Heart Doc, and your book is about plants. And lately there's been some controversy about plants. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the work of Dr. Stephen Gundry. You probably are. His book is
We have had a glorious debate on TV. He was bloodied and down for the count and out in the first round.
Okay.
Although we're both University of Michigan trained. I was cardiology. He was cardiac surgery. I have respect for the man. His cardiosurgical career was great. His book, The Plant Paradox, was similar to Grimm's fairy tales in terms of science.
Okay.
And boom, I'm going to say it again. Yeah, legumes, beans, peas, lentils, unless you have a clear-cut allergy, are potentially the healthiest, most longevity-associated foods on the planet. There actually are studies. If you're older and you eat lots of legumes, beans, peas, lentils, you're probably going to live longer. And you know, he just tosses that out and made up the lectin theory, the killer lectins.
The killer lectins, yes, indeed. Are you a vegetarian? Are you personally or vegan?
I'm writing a book right now, Snow White and the Killer Lectins, but you'll have to wait till I get it fully out. I have been vegan, 100% for 45 years of my 63 years.
Wow.
My mother's cooking was so good, University of Michigan food was so bad, I went to the salad bar and I've never been back. That's actually a true story. And as I got into cardiology, it turned out to be a reasonable platform to teach patients, part of the way, all the way, but the research was there.
Are you going to do you take the position that there's no place for animal foods at all, or is it like you can take advantage of them, or appropriate for some people, not for others?
Sure.
What's your take?
From an ethical and environmental standpoint, you can get pretty rigid. From advising my patients, which I do have a very vigorous cardiology preventive practice in suburban Detroit, Michigan, I'm pretty lenient with them. I want them to get off junk yesterday, get off added sugar yesterday, add tons of fiber in their diet. But if their giant salad has a couple strips of wild-caught salmon, I'm not going to yell at them. I have a few really sick patients. I'll remind them about the work of Dr. Dean Ornish, Mr. Pritikin, and some of the others. But science changes, too. I think a largely or predominantly whole food, plant-based, brightly colored, fiber-rich diet is a winner across the board, and other nutrition really leading minds like Walter Longo, PhD from University of Southern California, would say the same. But, you know, people got to make it work for them, and I don't scream at them. I just encourage them to, you know, move down the path from impure to pure diets.
What about the idea, and I've had these carnivore people on the program, and they've just completely dismissed the importance of fiber and the importance of polyphenols and some of these substances that are these powerful plant nutrients. They completely dismiss it of that, and they say you don't need any of that stuff. And they say from an evolutionary perspective, we're meat eaters. What's your take on that?
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure. I think I get in the ring as much as Joe Rogan, and I have been on Joe Rogan's show for 4 hours. So I've been in that ring too, but I've debated Sean Baker, MD, yeah, carnivore, and Paul Saladino, MD. I actually like Sean Baker a lot.
He's been on the program.
I would call us friends. Obviously, polar opposite.
Polar, completely. Right. He says you don't eat polar plants at all. You don't eat them at all. He says fiber is not necessary.
All I tell Dr. Baker, Dr. Saladino, and others is just don't touch cardiac disease because you have zero data. And, you know, if you have zero data, you shouldn't be advising. Now, because cardiac disease is the number one most common killer in men and women in the Western world, and because it's very often silent and unknown, most people embarking on a carnivore diet don't know they have cardiovascular disease. Every one of them should. And they also don't usually track their cholesterol, and about 30% their blood cholesterol goes insanely high. Not 100%, but about 30%. So it's not a good choice. And the science is 100 to 1 for whole food plant-based eating when it comes to cardiovascular disease, blood pressure, erectile dysfunction, coronary disease. How they do seem to exist, you know, I have been accused, I say this with a sense of humor, that I can't be vegan for 45 years. I must sneak off to Alaska with the other yeah, leading lights like Dr. Esselstyn, and we all gorge on salmon once a week. I mean, it's the biggest. I've been to Alaska, and I did not get salmon. I just saw bald eagles and bears. But, you know, I don't know. Do they occasionally eat a stalk of celery, or are they really 100% never touch fiber? They are teaching us something new. Sean Baker's trying to raise $250,000 to do some research on how this all works. But for the meantime, the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, there's a brain-oriented version of the DASH diet called MIND, the MIND diet, are very science-based choices. Or go read Dr. Longo's book, The Longevity Diet. These are science places to go.
Hang on to that thought. I want to discuss everybody's favorite plant substance, we'll say, and that is gluten, when we come back from our break, okay? Dr. Joel Kahn's with us. His book is The Power of Plants, Plant-Based Diet. We'll be back with Dr. Kahn, Dr. Joel Kahn, on The Bright Side right after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Joel Kahn, America's Healthy Heart Doc. His book is about the power of plants, the plant-based solution. America's Healthy Heart Doc's plan to power your health. So, Doc, in the news, gluten, what's going on? What do you think about that? Is that a serious an issue, as people say? Are grains as healthy as people, as some people say, or are they as unhealthy as other people say?
Well, it's a lot like Dr. Gundry before Dr. Gundry was known. And I have personal stories here. I was sitting on a stage with Dr. Mark Hyman to my right, Dr. Frank Lipman to my left. And we were asked the question by the moderator, who loves gluten? And you wouldn't expect Dr. Hyman or Dr. Frank Lipman in New York City. I raised my hand and the crowd went crazy. Like, what is he doing? It was a very big crowd. I said, well, you know, 99% of studies show the more whole grains you eat, and that can include whole brown wheat and pasta and brown rice and spelt and all the others, you know, the better your cardiovascular health, the lower your cholesterol, the lower your blood sugar. I say, you know, there's obviously 1% of people have celiac disease, and there's another Harvard professor, Alessio Fasano, who is the world's leading expert on the biology of celiac intolerance and gluten intolerance. He says, you know, 5-6% of people are gluten sensitive, gluten intolerant. But that leaves for 93% of us the joy of gluten. And I raised my hand, and then I've subsequently debated Dr. Bill Davis and David Perlmutter, Grain Brain, and the other such books, Wheat Belly. And I strongly disagree with them. We're demonizing, because what are you going to eat? I mean, you're going to eat some refined, you know, people are eating gluten-free bread. It's, you know, very highly refined. You're much better off with a crunchy, you know, old-fashioned whole grain bread, and there's so many good sprouted organic ones out there. The data's overwhelming. Yeah, you just study, you know, centenarians, and you got to ask, again, there's a model put out there by Dr. Longo. You ask, what are the randomized studies show? What does the epidemiology show? What does the biochemistry show? There may be a little gastrointestinal inflammation every time we eat whole grains. There's also a wave of inflammation every time we eat anything, and
that's
certainly
right.
when we eat processed foods rich in sugar, rich in high fat, saturated fat particularly, there's a wave of endotoxemia. So there may be a tiny little wave. You can't help it. I mean, if you eat, you're going to create tiny little bits of inflammation. But without that being said, whole grains are a great choice for the majority of us. And compared to white bread, donuts, you know, processed cookies, cakes, you know,
right.
we obviously don't want any part of those. I did just hear your advertisement between the break. I love glycine. I love TMG. I love betaine. So I was actually excited to hear your message. I use it. A lot of glycine in my practice for sleep. And as a vegan, glycine's a little tough to get. So
And there's glycine deficiencies. There are glycine deficiencies, too.
Not in my practice. People are sleeping well with glycine, and I'll very excited to hear you talk about the same nutritional support.
Now, tell me about that. I heard you sneak in there pasta. And I assume you're not talking about, you know, spaghetti that you get at the grocery store when you say that, right?
Well, you know, the dose is the poison, as they comment.
Okay.
People about a lot of things. And traditional, and I'm not Italian, but I love everything Italian from Friuli, the top of Italy, down to Calabria, the south of Italy, and Sicily. I can go, you know, region by region on the food and the lifestyle. You know, traditionally, pasta is a small dish. You know, it's a primi pasti. It's the first dish. It's not the main course. It's not what you get. And I hope I'm not offending a sponsor at California Cheesecake or California Cheesecake Factory. It's not 2,500 calories of fettuccine Alfredo. It might be a little side dish with, something else. That's how Dr. Longo eats, and I've had the pleasure of eating with him. I mean, pasta's a small addition. And, you know, there were studies, I didn't do them, of meta-analyses that whole grain pasta eating, and if you really want to, you can now get you can get gluten-free pastas out of chickpeas.
Pasta.
But even just traditional Italian, often egg-free, the dried pasta is usually egg-free, so that's why it works out great for me and my choice to be a vegan diet, is not inconsistent with health. It also depends what you put on it. Put some broccoli rabe, put some olive oil, some garlic, some red chili flakes, which are associated with better health anyways, the capsaicin. You know, you've got a great meal, so I do not shy away. I have a patient who orders me food from Sardinia, one of the blue zone, longevity zones, and the dried pasta from Sardinia, which you can buy at markets around the United States, just insanely good. But we have a small little plate of it.
All right, so I got to ask you, meat and animal foods do contain things that you can't get from plants, vitamin
B12,
right. heme iron.
Right.
Immune globulins, for example, lactoferrin, these kinds of things, foods that molecules that the mother passes on to the baby through milk and through eggs and through that you can get away protein. What about that? Are you avoiding, by being a vegan, are you missing out on that?
Well, it's a great point. I think all people have a nutritional deficiency unless they're very good students or guided by somebody like you that tells them what they need. So when I test my meat eaters, my general patients for nutrition, they're all low in omega-3 fatty acids, which is a simple blood test. Many are low in D, occasionally B12, and they're all eating low-fiber diets. You can't do a blood test for fiber. You just got to take that from history. Clearly, people that eat my diet, 100% whole food diet, are possibly low in CoQ10, which is usually an animal-based diet. It's one that I favor for cardiovascular health. Glycine, like you mentioned, and the more common ones, B12, iodine, vitamin K2. It's very easy. There are many products out there. I take one myself every day. I help formulate it. That is 8 nutrients in a vegan vitamin that really covers the bases. It doesn't have glycine. Maybe that'll be a future version. So you have to do this intelligently, but I stress to everybody, omega-3 fatty acids for the brain, for your cholesterol, for your joints, for inflammation is so critical, and we can't make any omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA. So everybody's got to work hard. Either get your blood tested or make sure you're doing chia, flax, hemp, walnuts, leafy greens, chlorella, spirulina, fish oil, algal oil. Get your omega-3 in one way or another and protect your brain.
Okay, so I there's so much I want to talk to you about here. I want to mention EPA and DHA because those are only found if you're going to go vegan, then you have to do a lot of algae, I suppose, or spirulina. But you have to eat a lot of algae or spirulina, and not everybody can convert their omega-3s into EPA and DHA. You don't see that as an issue for a complete vegan diet, for people on
a complete vegan diet? I will always start with food and my patients that, you know, they're coming to me with type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular disease with chest pain, and they want to go down the path scientifically proven. Nathan Pritikin, Dean Ornish, Caldwell Esselstyn, Neil Barnard, these are names of medical doctors who published seminal research and have, you know, achieved reimbursement by Medicare for their reversal programs. I will encourage them. Lots of flax chia hemp. I'll check their blood, and if they're not hitting it, then we'll up the game. I'm not going to add in sardines. I'm not an anti-sardinite. I think it's a pretty good choice over, you know, fish sticks for sure. But if they want to avoid the saturated fat you're going to find in the fish, I'm going to add an alga oil capsule, which are a dime a dozen now. And they're getting, they used to be these wimpy little alga oil capsules, usually only DHA, but they are now almost on par with your highest quality fish oil capsule that might have 1,000 milligrams combined of EPA DHA. You'll find alga oil capsules that are just, they're getting bigger and more abundant, so it's easier to supplement. But for example, I mean, all this is driven by science. There was a paper published in the last 6 weeks from the Framingham Heart Study, very good group of researchers for 70 years, that if you walk around with a low omega-3 blood index, or if you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, you have the same outcome in 11 years in terms of developing cardiovascular disease. That's how bad an idea it is to miss out on omega-3. But I guide it by blood work rather than just guessing.
What about the immune factors that you can only find in foods that the mother is, either foods like eggs that are like a real cell that are designed to make a baby, or milk and dairy? What about those? You can't really get those in supplements.
No, you can't. And, you know, number one, there are plenty of examples. I'm one, but there's people that can talk longer than me. Remembering that the British Vegan Society formed in 1946, and there were certainly people historically through time, all the way back to Pythagoras in Greek math history, that indicated they ate a plant-only diet and apparently thrived. But it's, you know, it's a relatively new diet. However, there are lots of people who are doing it now, have done it for decades, and there's no data that we are immunologically less optimal. You know, we avoid a lot of herbicides, pesticides, contaminants that might be found in, you know, store quality meats and cheeses and fish. So lactoferrin is interesting because there's some recent lactoferrin and COVID.
You can supplement with that. Hey, Dr. Khan, we're out of time. I hope to come back on the bright side. That was very informative and very entertaining.
I want to come back and talk about sticky blood.
Okay, sticky blood. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that. Thanks so much for being on the bright side. Would you mind holding on the line, Dr. Khan?
Can you hold on for just a second?
Okay. Dr. Joel Khan, America's Healthy Heart Doc's Plan to Power Your Health, the plant-based solution. Thanks for listening to the bright side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.